announcements before we begin this Dear Dilly Town show. Our content may not be suitable for most listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Hello there, everyone. It's me, Pink Hood. Tonight, we want to, before we begin with our main topics, we want to
of
send
course,
our thoughts. Yes.
They let me back.
Yeah. Before we begin, let's just send our thoughts and prayers to everyone who's affected by Hurricane Dorian, because
wow,
it's been a pretty bad storm, which it's causing a lot of delays amongst families being displaced in the Bahamas. So to anyone who's affected, we're thinking of you. And if you know anyone who's affected by the hurricane, we're thinking of them during this time, since it's a pretty nasty storm. And well, now we're to begin. Oh yes, there's a new club that's going to be the first club that is made or that is designed for persons with different abilities, which I see it being such a groundbreaking and innovative way of bringing inclusion into the mix. Johnny, how do you feel about this? And how do you think that this more clubs like this will come out of the woodwork?
I think it's a great idea.
I hope clubs like this are clubs going to bigger, larger cities, because everyone wants to be able to interact and have a good time and dance and hang out with people. And this could be a great way for people to get out and meet people and have the chance to feel like it's okay to be different and accept that this is a place that could be used to be a cool hangout, and
yeah,
it could lead to people, not just for persons with different abilities to go to, but could be an inclusive place for people to go to who are NTs. This is just something that we have to keep a lookout for in larger cities, if more cities or more business leaders develop these clubs in the future.
I think it's a great idea.
I agree.
Like,
and to
I love the club scene, like how they call this peace and positivity. Like,
yeah. And it's not always easy to go to a regular club not knowing if people are going to judge you either.
Whether it be like loud lights and the loud lights.
Oh.
Welcome back to the podcast, Johnny.
Yep. Hey, it's okay.
And he's feeling a lot better.
This will show that it's okay to have time to have fun and to see people enjoy themselves without feeling limited or having issues with lighting or sensory issues. this could be a way for a lot of people to feel accepted when it could be very difficult and challenging, no matter no matter who you are.
Because it is a great community.
Mm-hmm. And what's going on with Sesame Street? Because didn't we see something that Sesame Street is having a bit of a hiccup?
Yeah, like they partnered with Autism Speaks.
Yeah, that. And aren't they apparently cutting ties? Because Autism Speaks doesn't like what they're doing, which I honestly feel Autism Speaks they changed their mission. Yes, they did all that. But is it really going to help? Yes, they're now ending their partnership with Sesame Street. But there's so many organizations who would love to partner with an organization like Sesame Street. And especially with autism organizations that promote more of a learning aspect and inclusivity than what Autism Speaks had, which was, let's find a cure and using terminology which is dangerous in and of itself. So it would be an improvement for the Autism Society to step in, for organizations that are meant to help with finding
Door hits you on the way out.
Yeah. Ah, that's for sure. Because if one organization doesn't want to continue, there will be many organizations that feel
there's going to be a better organization going in there, and everything will be all good.
Mm-hmm. And Autism Speaks doesn't represent those who are on the autism spectrum or who have Asperger's syndrome. It does not represent those, especially when people may not necessarily find Autism Speaks' original mission statement to be what they deemed acceptable, especially when people don't necessarily want cures. Yes, people might want to change what they have or the challenges that they have. I just don't see, having been on the spectrum myself, where autism represents me as a person. Autism does not define me. It will never define me. Yes, I'm someone.
It's what I got. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's it.
And
it does not define me.
And we love ourselves. And everyone has a right to feel that they can have self-love and just have that a level of feeling that it's okay to be different without feeling judgment over what they have. And yes, autism is a spectrum. I could understand those wanting their kids to be different depending on what level of autism. There's a certain way of, there has to be a better way of making of helping those kids and young adults have the ability to be able to live on their own as adults and to have the resources out there without any judgment, and having groups that could provide services that wouldn't be spreading a message, even if they change their, since they changed their message, they changed their wording.
Yeah.
So this change with Sesame Street, I look at it as a positive change, because everyone deserves to feel, to have some idea of acceptance. And if one organization may not like what another organization is doing, everyone has a right to evaluate what is best for their organizations as well. What's your thoughts on this?
Exactly.
What change?
It's like we're gonna change our words, but yeah, it's still the same thing.
And that doesn't help people either. Just seeing families support Autism Speaks and then having Sesame Street reevaluate, or Autism Speaks reevaluate their partnership. It's good. I find whomever decided to end the business relationship did the right thing. In the grand scheme of things, it's definitely a positive. It could end up being a positive outcome for Sesame Street, so they could actually find a better organization as well. And that I look at as a, there's always the ability to change and grow. Do you share the same sentiment, or?
Yeah. Because people like think, oh, Autism Speaks, they sound good.
Mm-hmm.
Without doing their research, like.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no.
And then
like, oh, no,
they
this
end
is
up.
Not good.
And then they find. Then people do their research and then they're left thinking, did they make the right decision? And on that note, we will be back Monday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Definitely tune in, because we have a very interesting episode.
For you next week.
Yes. So have a great
small bite.
Yeah. Yes. So on that point, we'll be back next Monday, and don't miss out on a brand new episode. Bye.
Bye, everybody.